the skeptic mind that, you know, is so prone towards chaos, mm-hmm. is prone to see chaos in all things. They want order in their life, but they want chaos in, you know, their morality.
This thing has been on my mind for a while now. What we're doing in your lectures, we're doing a linguistic analysis of the ayahs of the Quran, right?
Correct.
And it is, our mind has the ability to deduce patterns, see patterns where there's a possibility that a pattern might not exist, but because due to our analysis, we're seeing a pattern, right?
Okay.
If that can be said. So in our analysis of the Quran, what is the possibility that with over-analyzing things and seeing a pattern where it might not originally exist, if you get my question?
Yeah, you can say that we may be reading into the text too much.
Yeah.
Right? My response to that is linguistic markers and clues are identifiable. And I can see that some conclusions that I've even read about seem like a stretch, and some seem far more plausible. And even the observations I'm presenting to you, I don't present them to you as an absolute evidence of the correct conclusion. Hmm. But they are, to me, observable enough patterns. Observable enough observations. Hmm. In fact, I stopped using the term miracle, really, in the sense that I'm going to prove to you Quran is a miracle. I stopped using that term a long time ago. To me, this is about exploring the beauty of the Quran as I see it. And somebody can see that and they can actually find it divine. And somebody else can say, I don't know.
Coincidence?
Yeah, too many coincidences. Just, to me, it seems like too many coincidences.
Yeah.
Just too many coincidences. But people that are prone to think of everything as accidental can think of our genetic sequence, which is incredible, as just a giant accident.
The whole universe,
is an accident.
Yeah.
And then this is just a continuation of the same thought process. Now the Quran is accidental, right?
Yeah.
So the skeptic mind that, you know, is so prone towards chaos, is prone to see chaos in all things.
Yeah.
Right? They want order in their life, but they want chaos in, you know, their morality.
Yeah.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran, all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated, it's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.